Pop Deep Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Radio. hiphopfakeradio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times. Tune to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob, and today on Pop Defect Radio, we're going to do a tribute because one of my musical heroes has died, Ronnie James Dio, songwriter, musician, and master vocalist. He died on Sunday, May 16th, 2010, at the age of 67 after losing a battle with stomach cancer. Rumors of Dio's death began circulating online Saturday. His wife, Wendy Dio, on Twitter Saturday night, told fans, "He is not doing well, but he is not dead." But Sunday morning at 7:45 a.m., she confirmed that he had passed away. The message on Dio's official website, ronniejamesdio.com, reads, "Today my heart is broken. Ronnie passed away at 7:45 a.m., 16th of May, 2010. Many, many friends and family were able to say their private goodbyes before he peacefully passed away. Ronnie knew how much he was loved by all. We appreciate the love and support that you all have given us. Please give us a few days of privacy to deal with this terrible loss. Please know he loved you all, and his music will live on forever." Forever.
Thank you.
Santa Cruz. Tribute to Ronnie James Dio here on the program today. Hope you're enjoying it. We just heard live versions of both Stand Up and Shout and We Rock. We also heard The Mob Rules off of Black Sabbath going back to 1981 off of their Mob Rules release. Long Live Rock and Roll, the title release to Rainbow back 1978. Again, we are doing a tribute today to one of my musical heroes, Ronnie James Dio, songwriter, musician, master vocalist, who died on Sunday, May 16th, 2010, at the age of 67. He had stomach cancer. Ronnie James Dio was born Ronald James Padavona in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. An only child of an Italian family, they lived in Portsmouth until the family moved to Cortland, New York. Early in his life, his parents raised him in the Catholic Church, an experience he found unsatisfactory. He initially played the trumpet, French horn, and even recorded several singles with various rockabilly bands. When he was a boy, In high school, he joined a band called the Vegas Kings, in which he played bass guitar. He eventually became a lead singer of the band, which changed its name to Ronnie and the Rumblers, and finally to Ronnie and the Redcaps. In 1961, they changed their name to Ronnie Dio and the Prophets. The Prophets lineup lasted for quite a long time and produced several singles and one album. Some sources state that some single releases were made by Ronnie James Dio solo, but others, such as Dio himself, state that all the singles were made as a band. Ronald James Patavona took up the name Dio after the Mafia member Johnny Dio. Soon after, the band changed their name to Ronnie Dio and the Prophets. The group released several singles during their following years, till 1967. Ronnie Dio and the Prophets disbanded in 67, but the Prophets guitarist Nick Panta started a new band called the Electric Elves. They shortened their name to Elf. Here's two tracks. First is a hard-to-find Ronnie and the Prophets going back to 1963. Dio and Domino's release. The track's called Blue Days, and we're going to also play an Elf song off of their debut release, 1972 release, called Hoochie Coochie Lady. So again, Elf, and right now Ronnie Dio and the Prophets, a tribute to Ronnie James Dio, who died at the age of 67 to stomach cancer, Sunday, May 16th, 2010. Ronnie James Dio, or I should say Ronnie Dio and the Prophets, with Blue Days.
Baby, good night. Good night.
Radio. Santa Cruz Elf there with Hoochie Coochie Lady. We also heard Ronnie Dio and the Prophets going back to 1963 with Blue Days. We're doing a tribute to Ronnie James Dio, who died on Sunday, May 16th. One of my very personal heroes from when I was a teenager, listening to his music and living in his music. Rainbow, Dio, Elf. Elf, as a matter of fact, went on to become an opening act for Deep Purple. Dio's vocals caught the ear of guitarist Richie Blackmore. When Blackmore left the band, he recruited Dio and other members of Elf to form Rainbow. Rainbow released its first album in 1975. Dio recorded three more albums with Rainbow, but he left the band due to creative differences. Apparently, Blackmore had wanted to take the band in a more commercial direction. So here's a couple Rainbow tunes. Actually, we're going to hear from a news report about Ronnie James Dio's cancer they did before he died. I found it on YouTube. Forget the channel, but we're going to hear that after Man in the Silver Mountain. And then we're going to hear one more Rainbow tune. And then we're going to continue with our tribute here on Pop Defect Radio. I haven't heard it on any of the classic stations, man. Fucking piss me off, like the Hippo or one of the other ones. They just are playing the same shit and nobody says anything because they're all like computerized by Clear Channel. Of course, they don't play Holy Diver. Holy Diver is one of the tracks that was banned after 9/11. We'll get to that, too. I'll get to Dio talking about that and him talking about religion and growing up in the Catholic religion. And then that should round out the show with some Black Sabbath. Might even throw some Tenacious D in there, which he showed up on their album, on their movie. That latest Tenacious D movie came out 06, I believe. So right now we're going to play off of their 1975 Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. Of course, the classic Man on the Silver Mountain. Free Radio, Ronnie James Dio. Rest in peace.
I can roll, I can feel, and you can't stop. a heavy metal music icon, is in Houston, dealing with some serious health issues. The 80s rocker spoke to 39 Steve Simon earlier today. Steve joins us now with more. Steve?
Well, Mia, Ronnie James Dio has been quiet since he was diagnosed late last year. He's 67 years old with a very tough guy persona on stage many of you may know about. That toughness is coming in handy now.
Best people, I mean, the staff are just so wonderful. They just said the best people on it, as you can see.
This is the Ronnie James Dio few people have ever seen. He's a bit soft-spoken.
Following this one, there's one definite more chemo procedure.
He's relaxed.
I just want to get better. I just want to be cured, you know.
Because if you've ever seen or heard Dio over the past 50 years or so, this is the sound you remember. He's been the front man in groups like Black Sabbath. Currently, he's the lead vocalist for his group, Dio, an iconic sound in heavy metal, who's made the devil's horn hand gesture part of the culture. Today, those hands get support from his wife, Wendy, and nurses and doctors. Dio has stomach cancer.
You know, I've been poked and prodded in holes I knew I didn't know I had before, and they probably made a few new ones that I don't even know where they are. I'm lucky that I am a very, you know, hard person and strong within my beliefs, so that this hasn't really been a problem for me. You know, I just look at cancer, I'll kick the hell out of you.
It was right after Halloween, and Dio says he started feeling chest pains. He thought it was acid indigestion that just would go away. But soon came the diagnosis, and now comes the trips. Here to MD Anderson Cancer Center every 2 weeks for chemotherapy.
This hospital is the best in the world. Wendy did a lot of research in hospitals.
Ronnie's a very feisty person, and he doesn't take, he's taken it very much in his stride. You know, obviously we were a little despondent in the beginning, but now he's just ready to kick it. That's all he wants to do is kick it and get on with his life.
Getting on with his life means flying in from L.A., going through the chemo, and then flying back home. Sometimes band members like bass player Geezer Butler comes for support.
Geezer said, I want to go through what Ronnie's going through. I want to be here for that.
But Wendy Dio is always with him. The treatment seems to be working. She says the tumor in his stomach is getting smaller. All of this in a man with a very big voice. You can call it heavy metal or rock and roll, though Dio calls this experience something to roll with.
I refuse to be beaten in any way, shape, or form, so I'm going to beat this too.
Freak Radio. Kill the King. Rainbow there, featuring Ronnie James Dio on vocals, who we're doing a tribute to him on the show today. And I hope you're enjoying it. That was Kill the King off of Long Live Rock and Roll, going back to 1978. And Man on a Silver Mountain, of course, going to 1975. And I remember clearly having the vinyl of those all Rainbow albums. I was a big Rainbow fan back in the day. And used to play them endlessly on my stereo. Pops and cracks and everything. And would play them over and over and over and over. And I remember many a night my parents were fighting and chaos was going on, and being a teenager and going through puberty and being able to play Ronnie James Dio and Rainbow, Black Sabbath, all that stuff. I do remember one time my mom took my Black Sabbath Heaven and Hell album. She was a bit religious, still is, very kind of Christian supremacist type mom. And when I came home from school, I found Jesus pictures on top of Heaven and Hell. And, oh, it was AC/DC, Highway to Hell, and a couple other albums. But those ones stick out in my mind the most. And then she took the albums away. She stole my Black Sabbath, very first album. And in order to get it back, I told her it wasn't my album, that I was borrowing it from my buddy. So I did get it back. Lots of fun stuff going on in the home back in the day. I remember feeling just like this.
Dio, can you hear me? I am lost and so alone. I'm asking for your guidance. Won't you come down from your throne? I need a tight compadre who will teach me how to rock. My father thinks you're evil, but man, he can suck a cock. Rock is not the devil's work. It's magical and rad. I'll never rock as long as I am stuck here with my dad.
I hear you brave young jables, you are hungry for the rock. But to learn the ancient methods, secret doors you must unlock. Escape your father's clutches and this oppressive neighborhood. On a journey you must go to find the land of in the city of fallen angels, where the ocean meets the sand, you will form a strong alliance and the world's most awesome brand. Define your fame and fortune through the valley you must walk. You will face your inner demons. Now go, my son, and rise.
From fucking Kickapoo with hunger in his heart, and he journeyed far and wide to find the secrets of his art. But in the end he knew that he would find his counterpart.
Well, during the the aftermath of 9/11, I spoke to a friend of mine, a guy named Eddie Trunk, who was a DJ in New York, probably one of the few left who was such a great metal guy. I mean, he's supported all metal people and bands for such a long time. He's just the best. And I spoke to Eddie, and Eddie said, "I just wanted to let you know that Clear Channel has banned a few songs by a few bands. One is Holy Diver." Really? I think Iron Maiden, an Iron Maiden track, a Priest track. So I guess at least I was in good company. And my feeling, my first reaction was, why? And they said, well, it was inappropriate now to play these kind of songs that had a violent image to them. And I never could really understand that, because the song Only Diver is not a violent song. It's actually about a Christ figure in a positive way. I guess maybe a lot of people don't know that it's that, but you know, the whole point of it all has been, and I digress slightly, but I think this will apply. On the album Holy Diver, there is what appears to be a monster and a priest drowning in the water with chains around him, and the monster with a broken piece of chain, which meant that he must have chained him up and he's going to kill him. So the question was always, why do you have a monster killing a priest on your album cover? My answer always was, because I planned it this way, how do you know that's not a priest killing a monster? It really upset me when I heard that we had been placed within the banned territory after 9/11. After all, you know, I consider myself to be a good, caring American, and suddenly I had been put in the position of being an outcast in my own country for no good reason. My reaction? I was pissed off. Really, really pissed off.
In the midnight sea, oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you know what I mean? Gotta get away, holy diver. Diamonds like the eyes of a cat in the black and blue. Something is coming for you. Look out! Race for the morning. You can hide in the sun till you see the light. Oh, we will pray it's all right. Gotta get away. Get away. Between the velvet lines, there's a truth as hard as steel, but the vision never dies. Life's a never-ending wheel. Say, holy diver, you're the star of the masquerade. No need to look so afraid. Jump, jump, jump on the tiger. You can feel his heart, but you know he's mean. Some light can never be seen. Yeah! Midnight sea, oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean? Gotta get away, get away. Gotta get away, get away. Survivor, you're the one who's clean. Holy diver, holy diver. Yeah, the cat in the blue's coming after you. Holy diver, holy diver.
What about metal being called blasphemous? I'm going to talk to Ronnie James Dio again. We really hit it off at the Wacken Festival, so he invited me over to his house to continue our conversation. Like many metal artists, Ronnie's music is full of religious symbolism, yet his message is often at odds with these religions, especially Christianity. So I'm curious to hear what Ronnie has to say about metal's religious obsession. You're a takeoff!
I was always afraid as a kid of the nuns, you know, the big penguins that were going to like smack you in the head with a ruler, which is what they always did anyway. Or the fact that, you know, if you do something wrong, you're going to go to hell, and, you know, you're going to suffer terribly. And, give me a break here. What's going on? So that's why, for me, the whole world is heaven and hell. That song is about that, the fact that we in my mind, we live in heaven, we live in hell. God and the devil are inherent in each of us, and it's our choice to make. You can take the road to good and take the road to bad.
Yeah.
Freak Radio, Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Ronnie James Dio, dead at 67 of stomach cancer, died Sunday, May 16th, 2010.